Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Wild West. Tom Lydon joins us right now from ETFtrends.com. Tom is editor there. If you want to learn anything about ETF trends, this is a site that can help you. But it also can help you because it brings you Tom's picks, the things that he likes and dislikes. It's ETFtrends.com for more information. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom is on Twitter at Tom Lydon. Tom joins us each week to give us the ETF of the week, and he's here right now. Tom, welcome back.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Spider S&P Bank ETF, ticker symbol KBE.
The KBE, the Spider S&P Bank ETF. Now, banks have been killing it recently on the market, Tom. So I would imagine this is one of those, hey, it's above its 200-day moving average. It's trending strongly. But there's a lot of people talking about banking on the Trump administration. And so is this because you like banks? Is this because you think that there's a Trump play to be made? Or is this both?
I think it's a little bit of both, Chuck. I mean, first of all, it is above its trend line, so that's something that we always like to talk about. Second, since the elections, banks have outperformed in the combination of renewed enthusiasm for higher interest rates, optimism over corporate tax reform, reduced regulatory burdens, and also improved earnings growth. So we've seen all these things come into play, and then most recently, with Trump's executive order to establish a framework to scale back on Dodd-Frank, less regulatory influences over banking does nothing but cut costs and cut attention to banks, which hopefully is a positive thing for making banks more efficient to ultimately be more profitable. So there are a lot of good things going on for banks right now. And again, to remember, during a rising rate environment, when interest rates go up, it means banks can charge more money for the money that they lend out, which helps their bottom line as well. So overall, a lot of good things going well for this sector. Here's an ETF who has a cross-section of many different banks across the country, and there is a greater tilt towards smaller banks and mid-sized banks. So you've got 22% small cap, almost 50% mid-cap. So smaller banks like First Republic or M&T Bank or PNC Financial, not the big banks that you normally see. And these smaller banks are actually a little bit more nimble, a little bit easier to respond to opportunities in the marketplace. So with that, it's something to consider.
That said, most people have a lot of banking exposure in their plain vanilla mutual funds. So is this take part of your S&P money and use it this way? Or where are you getting the money to make an allocation of this fund?
The biggest financial ETF out there is XLF, something like $20 billion in this ETF. However, if you look under the hood, there are five banks that make up 45% of the assets. And if you were to talk to the average investor about that, you might say, geez, that's maybe not enough diversification. So if you feel like you'd like to go more downstream to mid and small cap, here's another chance to do that. And not every bank is going to be able to take advantage of what's going on in today's marketplace. But these banks, again, good names, well established. It's a way to maybe diversify out of those five big banks that probably make up the lion's share of what you have in that financial aspect of your portfolio. So it wouldn't necessarily be a satellite bet that you have. It could, but I think a lot of, during this pro-growth era that we're in, especially with that Trump is promoting, why not spread down to mid and small cap? And you can do that just by maybe selling off 5% of your S&P 500 and buying this, where you may have a greater tilt towards financials in your overall allocation, but you're going to be more diversified and you're going to have more of an asset allocation towards mid and small cap, which finally, from a valuation standpoint, the PE on this ETF is 15.7, where the S&P is 18.7, so you're actually getting into cheaper stocks too.
Is it a pure 200-day moving average play, or because you're getting all those positives and you're taking it out of your S&P 500 money, this is a permanent allocation?
I think it could be both. I think right now, based on the way the big banks and the big companies, large caps, mega caps, outperform versus small caps and mid that tend to outperform over time, it's probably a good buy and hold position. However, if you've got some cash on the sidelines and you're looking for a specific sector, especially from a trend following standpoint, this ETF, definitely KBE, is something to consider.
It's KBE, the Spider S&P Bank ETF. And if you want more information, well, you're going to go get that where you can get anything you want when it comes to information on ETFs. That is Tom Lydon's website. It's ETFtrends.com. Tom is the editor at ETF Trends. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Remember, you can follow ETFtrends.com on Twitter. They're at ETF Trends. Tom is on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. Well, this was a great way to start the Thursday edition of Money Life. But we have a lot more of show to get to. So settle back and relax and don't even think about touching that dial or pushing a button or anything else, because the big interview is next and it'll be here when we return from this message. This is Money Life. Stay tuned.